In my incredibly checkered career, I have known probably 20,000 waitresses. One of the nicest waitresses I've ever met is Andrea Latanzio, who is an actress. Andrea, are you on the phone?
I am.
Was I a good customer?
Rick, you're the best customer.
I hadn't seen or heard from Andrea in a long time, and she sent me an email a couple weeks ago telling me that she is in a show. The show is called Dundee, a hip hopera. It's a new work opening Thursday, April 20th at the wonderful theater building, the Stage 73 at 1225 West Belmont. This, Andrea, is a... You're not a theater company. You're kind of this... You're kind of a collective, aren't you?
Correct, yes.
Not by yourself, you're not a collective. You have other people working with you. Talk to me about... Give me a rough plot outline of the show.
Yeah, I'm going to pass you off to Gabe. He's the head writer.
Okay. So it's been basically cut into two acts. The first act is we get to see all of these people who were all students at a performance art school. And we see them in the opening getting their invitation to their 10-year reunion. And we follow them in the first act through their lives and on their way to this reunion. And then the second act, we see them as they rediscover, you know, who they were 10 years ago.
Oh, man, it sounds dangerous. That second act sounds very, very dangerous. How did you... I love the idea of the collaborative sort of, you know, it's written and performed by all the cast members, yes? So what was the process like? Who got the idea? And then how did you incorporate the actors and their ideas into a plot?
We first started off as a sketch comedy group, and we would just write sketches until we would get a show date, which is probably the wrong way to go about doing that.
Well, you need a deadline. You need a deadline, obviously.
Yeah, and that's what we would do.
So it's like, we're all lazy. Unless we have a deadline, we'll just keep doing this.
That's what we've been finding out as we get closer and closer to April 20th. But our shows were, we would turn around a show in about a month, right, when we first started?
Yeah,
we would write sketches until we thought we had enough that followed a theme, and then we would force that into a sketch show.
Wow, and where would you perform these?
These ones were all at Under the Gun Theater. That's where most of us met each other. A lot of us were ensemble members there or took classes there. And now this is definitely a much bigger project. We went from turning around a show in a month or two to this one we've been working on since January of 2016.
Is that right? Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming, though, given the collaborative nature of theater and also sketch comedy, that it's kind of like it's an organic kind of show, is it not? It must always be changing. I mean, because the people's lives, all of you young, talented actors and writers, bring new things to it all the time. Is it a solid script? Have you kept it, Dundee, a hip hopera? Pretty firm now?
Is it? Yeah, the way that we've been doing it is before we actually started writing any of the raps, we wrote monologues. I asked everybody to write very personal monologues of who they were back 10 years ago.
Huh.
And then I asked them to imagine 10 years ago what their life would be like if they were the most successful version of themselves that they thought they would be 10 years ago.
That's a great premise. I love that. I love it. I do. I love it. I love it. So there's music, yes or no?
Yeah. It's essentially just a play, but every word, every line is rapped.
Is so that right?
Yeah, it's a little different than a musical where we have plays You know, it's like scenes, and then it gets so emotional that it has to be turned into song.
Right.
This is all just been, it's from start to finish poetry, essentially. Our music director is Brad Kemp. He's done an amazing job with the score.
How big's the cast?
It's eight people.
It sounds like all of you are there, wherever you are. How many of you are there now?
Right now, we've got our director and five of the actors.
Well, Mr. Director, what is it like shepherding these creative people?
It's actually a Mrs. Director. Let me hand you
I'm sorry, Mrs. Director.
It's okay. Sometimes people get confused.
I hear the word director, I never get confused. What is it like shepherding these? And the play sounds, how shall I put this? The play sounds very energetic. And as a result, is it difficult to, what's your creative challenge, Ms. Director?
Thank you. I think the biggest challenge is being able to work through minute parts of the show instead of whole songs.
Yeah.
Especially because it's reps, you know, you have to stop the song if you want to give an actor a note or a new direction. So that's been, I think, the biggest challenge is just learning how to work with a hip opera, this new device that we're using.
Is Andrea a good actor?
I better, not only am I her director, I'm also her roommate.
Well, that should not blind you to her talent or lack thereof, man. It shouldn't. Have you formed, I mean, this seems to be, just given what you've been doing in the past, a pretty big creative leap. You know, it's going to be a 3-week run. It's at, stage 773. Are you a theater company yet? Have you formed a theater company, or is it kind of an informal theater company formation?
I'm going to pass this off to Tim, who kind of has caroused all of these actors and directors together.
So we are not an official company at this point. It is something that we have discussed, definitely, of kind of what do we want to do in that regard.
Right.
We want to make it official and deal with all of that goes along with that, of being an official company. But at the moment, we just enjoy working with each other. We enjoy creating with each other, and just want to keep doing what we've been doing.
God, that's great. That's really what theater's all about. Because when you do, as you well know, all of you, when you form a company, there are certain, it can get a little rigid, you know. You have to institutionalize as opposed to being a little freer. Am I wrong about that, or is that how you think?
You're not wrong at all. There's a lot that goes with that, especially when you go the route of, you know, I'd say roughly 90 to 95% of theater companies, and you become a nonprofit. There's the boards, and you establish an artistic director, and you become beholden to people, which isn't by any means bad. But right now, we've all got other projects that we work on as well, but. So at the moment, this works for us.
Well, it sounds like this whole Dundia hip opera, I like the plot, and I like the theater space you're in. It sounds like something that could, if it's a hit, you know, I certainly hope Chris Jones or somebody reviews it, that might indeed put you all on a track to not so much respectability, because I'm sure you're all very respectable.
As much as we can be.
Yes, as much as young actors can be. But I do love, you must all get, and you can all answer in unison if you want, there must be such a wonderful, I have always felt that collaboration is the height of creativity, because you are dealing with so many different creative forces to make something. Do you agree with that, all of you?
Yeah.
Good. I'm going to come see this thing. I actually am. I was going to say, well, Andre was a nice kid and she was a great waitress, and that's so I put her on the radio. But you guys and girls sound it sounds like a very, very exciting project, and I do very much like the kids, the 7 graduates of the Dundee Hills Gifted School for the Arts, coming to their 10th year college reunion. It sounds like a great show. Again, it opens Thursday, April 20th at Stage 777, which is at 1225 West Belmont. Just look up Dundee. You go on Facebook. Go to Stage 773. They'll have all the information about tickets. Break a leg, everybody. Break a leg.
Thank you, Rick. We'll have a couple tickets under your name there.
Don't worry. No. When I go to, you know, I take free tickets to Hamilton, but when I'm going to a place where theater tickets are more reasonably priced, I do like to pay because you guys, in most cases, sure, you want to make a living, but you really do. I've known theater people in this town for 40 years, and you really do it out of love, and you should get a little something for that. You know what I mean?
Aww.
Thank you.
Andrea, thanks for introducing me to these fine folks. Again, it's a... It's Dundee, a hip opera. I think the second act will be terrifying, in a good way, in a good theatrical way. It's at Stage 773. Thank you all. I'll come up and see it. It sounds great.
Thanks a million.
Thanks. Wow, that does sound fun. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. Coming up, Jenny and Robin Benjamin for an entire hour playing music, talking relationships, talking life in general.